10,000 feet up in the mountains of central Mexico, millions of monarch butterflies died in January, freezing to death in a storm. Had they survived, their offspring would have traveled as far north as Canada in the warmer months. The number of dead overwintering monarch butterflies could well be over 200 million. Lincoln Brower is a biologist at Sweetbriar College in Virginia and a monarch butterfly specialist. He went down to Mexico to see the damage at two sanctuaries, Chinqua and Rosario.
I walked into the colonies and I've seen downed butterflies after storms before. It's like a beautiful textured carpet with orange and butterflies displaying the upper sides of their wings because they're still alive. And the dead ones are somber and gray. And as we walked into that forest, it was like an unlimited carpet of these gray, dead, somber butterflies. And then we walked into another spot, and we reached down to the ground, and there were packed 13 inches deep of dead monarchs. And the most macabre aspect of the whole thing was sticking my hand down in and realizing at the bottom of the pile there were a whole bunch of them still alive is because they were insulated by the dead ones on top of them. We began taking samples and counting them. And we had always thought there were about 10 million butterflies per hectare, but the number dead that we saw was up to seven times the number that we thought even occur in these colonies.
And were they frozen?
Well, what had happened on the 12th and 13th of January, there was a huge cold front that came down from the north, and these huge wet clouds formed and were pulled across the overwintering colony, and it started raining on Saturday, and it poured through Sunday, and then on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, it was brilliantly clear, and monarchs can tolerate 15 degrees of frost. And if they're wet, they lose half of their, they have antifreeze in their body, and they lose half of their protection. And because the storm was carrying so much water, it had soaked the butterflies before it cleared off. And when it clears off, it's like taking the blanket off the bed, all the heat just flows out to the sky.
How many survived in terms of percentage?
We figure that in Rosario, there was about 20% survival, and in Chinqua a little bit higher, about 26%.
But what does it mean in the long run?
Well, that's a good question, because I think the monarchs will make it through this storm, because we did see quite a few of them had managed to survive. But it sort of, if you look at the general biology of this kind of an event, it puts a population through what's called an ecological bottleneck. Whether they get through that bottleneck depends upon not only what happened then, but what happens to the weather when they come back into the U.S. So we're just hoping that we have good spring and summer conditions to get those butterflies back. But I think what this really is the warning call that I have been predicting basically for the last 25 years. There's a combination of a probability of a severe storm like this, but at the hands of humans, there's been a 44% degradation of the forest over the past 28 years. And the rate of forestry in the area is increasing. And this storm shows that we need to really protect the central core area where their survival is really threatened.
Dr. Brower, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Lincoln Brower, a biologist at Sweetbriar College in Virginia.